A Higher Things Reflection for the Feast of St. Mark Evangelist, April the 25th, 2024. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they were reclining at table, and he rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. St. Mark, chapter 16, verse 14. In the name of Jesus, amen. Ouch. Rebuked by the risen Jesus, scolded by the holiest of all God men. They were used to Jesus doing this to the scribes and the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, but his own disciples? It wasn't unheard of, after all. He called St. Peter Satan and grilled Saints James and John over wanting the seats of honor when Jesus came into his kingdom. That doesn't mean these words didn't sting, though. St. Mark the Evangelist, also known as John Mark in the New Testament, wrote this gospel from the recollections of St. Peter, according to church history and tradition. He gets a bit of a pass, maybe, for not being in the room when Jesus spoke these words, but they certainly had an impact on him. History and tradition say he went to Rome and recorded this gospel from St. Peter's memories, and then went on to found the church in Alexandria, Egypt, where he was its first bishop, and he ultimately suffered a martyr's death. Before that, he accompanied St. Paul on his first missionary journey before traveling with Barnabas to Cyprus. That's quite a lot of traveling for a man who wasn't in the inner circle of Jesus' apostles. What it does make clear, though, is that St. Mark took to heart what Jesus said in that room about going into all the world and proclaiming the gospel. Though his work of writing this gospel and proclaiming Jesus, that same message of salvation and truth spread farther and farther from Jerusalem until it covered the globe. Today you are able to read this gospel at a moment's notice. It's just a few taps away on your phone, which I'm sure would be an absolute amazement to St. Mark. But this is the love that God the Father, the risen Christ, and the Holy Spirit have for their people. They make sure that the word which brings salvation spreads to every ear that needs to hear, sits upon every tongue that needs to speak, and enlivens water, bread, and wine, so that it pours out its saving work upon God's children, wherever they may be. Thanks be to God for his mercy. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Almighty God, you have enriched your church with the proclamation of the gospel through the evangelist Mark. Grant that we may firmly believe these glad tidings and daily walk according to your word, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. This collection of over 600 hand-drawn Christian symbols by artist and author Edward Riojas will teach you the extensive history of the imagery of the Church. Each symbol is a beautiful and historical connection to generations of Christians that have worshipped before you. A complete guide to Christian symbols, now available from Concordia Publishing House.